This podcast contains explicit adult content, mature themes, and candid conversations about sex, dominance, power exchange, and ethical non-monogamy. It is intended for audiences 18 and over only. Listener discretion is advised. The views expressed by our guests are theirs alone and do not necessarily reflect the views or values of the hosts, producers, or affiliated brands. The Bull Brotherhood podcast is for educational, entertainment, and empowerment purposes only. Nothing in this podcast should be interpreted as legal advice, medical guidance, or psychological counseling. We speak from experience, not credentials. Always practice consent, respect the boundaries of others, and follow local laws. If you're not comfortable with frank talk about sex, kink, dominance, or emotional power, this probably isn't the show for you. But if you're ready to step into your masculine edge and embrace a lifestyle that demands mastery, welcome to the Brotherhood.
Welcome to the Bull Brotherhood podcast, where we talk power, pleasure, and the art of dominance in ethical non-monogamy. This is not your average lifestyle podcast. This is for men who lead, men who master, and men who leave a lasting impression. If you're here, you're not just curious. You're ready to elevate. So to all the bulls, hot wives, stags, and open-minded explorers, we see you. Let's go.
Oh yeah, claim the mind, train the body, on the soul, deep connections, build on trust, let's all go from conversations.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another exhilarating episode of the Bull Brotherhood podcast. I'm one third of your podcast family, the man himself, the Sigma male, Brian Morgan, along with the other members of the family, the lovely Siren. Say hello, sweetie.
Hello.
All right, now. And of course, my nephew, the one and only Socrates. What's good, baby?
What's good, y'all? What's good? Excited, ready to go.
All right, all right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a podcast that's really like come up rather suddenly. We are actually on a hiatus for the Christmas season, but whenever nephew gets a wild hair up his ass and wants to talk about something, I normally listen. And this is something that I really have, I've been following. I think we have been following, and of course the world has been following. I'm going to turn it over to the nephew, since he is the one that is leading this for the night, and he is going to take it and introduce everything to the listeners. Here we go. Take it over, Socrates.
Yeah. What's good? Thank you, Unc. So, you know, this episode is called No Diddy, and where what happened recently is 50 Cent has put out actually the number one viewed show right now on Netflix called Sean Combs, The Reckoning. And it really paints Puff Daddy Combs, Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Puff Daddy. It paints him in a really evil light. So I'm just going to go over some of the basics. Spoiler alert for some of you guys who haven't seen it. I would definitely highly recommend seeing the Netflix special before, you know, you listen to this one, because we're going to, you know, spoil some things. But for those who have or know enough to know what we're talking about, you know, this podcast is about looking at the world through the lens of ethical non-monogamy and through the lens from the perspective of a bull and a bull's wife, Siren. So that's what we're going to do. And what really bothered me and the reason why the hair I got up my ass was that a lot of y'all vanilla folks, you know, and this is no shade. We love vanilla people, right? There's my family, my friends, like nothing like that. I was vanilla most of my life. Like, but they're throwing a lot of shade towards the ethical non-monogamy community and like associating what we do with freak-offs and with the stuff that, you know, the escorting that is ethical non-monogamy, the swinging part with Cassie, you know, like, I want to talk about the fact that that has nothing to do with what we're doing. So I just want to go back in the beginning, and I can speak for me and Unc. I grew up with Puff Daddy, man. Like, my coming of age was hip-hop. Like, when I started getting into music is when, you know, Grandmaster Flash and Funk Flex and you know, DJ Red Alert and all those cats out there, like even well before Run DMC, Sugar Hill Gang, all those cats. I was listening to hip hop. You know, I grew up on that. I was a break dancer. I was a b-boy. I tried my hand at graffiti. People don't understand hip hop is not just the music. It is five elements. You know, it was the dress. It was the style. It was the culture. It was the music. It was the dancing, you know, and being Black and Puerto Rican, both those are the two major races doing it. 90% Black, right? So when it really starts getting hot is when two producers hit the scene, and that's Sean Puffy Combs and, in my opinion, Dre. Now, I know, you know, we know Suge Knight comes along later and that becomes important, but it was always Dre for me being from SoCal. And I used to listen to K-Day, which is an AM radio show in L.A., and I would hear the most recent L.A. music, and I would hear the most recent New York and, you know, what was coming out on their plate. So we, you know, in L.A., that's what we listened to at our age. And so Puff Daddy comes out, and man, he was the first rap mogul that we understood. Because before him, there were, you know, like Master P was a big rap mogul before P. Diddy got real big. But Master P, we just didn't understand what he was doing. And a lot of people just thought he was too flashy. We didn't understand that. He was the one really who's the true mogul. And then you got, you know, guys like 50 Cent and all that coming along. But P. Diddy was big, y'all. Like, y'all don't understand. There was a time I worked at nightclubs. When I worked at nightclubs, I would say a third of all the hits was Sean Puffy Combs. And a decent night, it wouldn't have been surprising if you had half the hits was from Sean Puffy Combs. Y'all don't understand. Like, when Jodeci came out, and Unc can speak to this because they're from North Carolina. But when
Charlotte, baby, Queen City.
Yeah. When Jodeci came out, people don't understand how groundbreaking it was to mix hip-hop style and beats to R&B. That's 100%, and it says that in this, it talks about that in this documentary. How, you know, that was Sean Puffy Combs, that was P. Diddy all the way 100%. Like, this guy at 19 was filling venues that some professional companies couldn't fill in. And he got popular because he filled a venue so hot, so much that, and the other things went wrong, that there was, you know, panic and a stampede and 9 people died. You know, may y'all bless their souls. So, you know, this guy, I'm not going to go through his whole thing, but this guy was big, right? And I have to admit, when these things, you know, I have to admit, when I grew up in L.A., his white parties was the only parties I really said I wish I got to until I found out what was going on. Like, I really wanted to go to a P. Diddy white party. And I was from L.A. I was able, you know, and I'm not nobody special in L.A., trust me. You know, when you're from L.A., almost everybody has a story of going to some wild party, either a rapper or a singer or an actor or athlete. Even though it was a lot of people, it wasn't uncommon. It wasn't a big deal. And so this was big. So when it comes down to it, you know, come to find out, he was taking advantage of his artist. Come to find out, he was, you know, doing, you know, you can even go all the way to the conspiracy theories of these record labels having rituals. Some people call him a warlock because he has a Haitian goddess or something on his back. And a lot of people are saying, man, that's a curse or whatever, or he's practicing, you know, religious stuff. But this guy was doing a lot of powerful things and a lot of evil things, but he was changing the culture all at the same time. So let's talk about the freak-offs, you know? So he would have these amazing white party events. And from day one, he had the best venues, the best DJs, the best food, the best of everything. And like almost from day one, some major news organization, in the beginning it might have just been MTV, but later on, I mean, it was CNN, Fox, everybody was reporting on these parties, especially the ones in the Hamptons, because those were the less, like, R&B grimy or hip-hop grimy guys. Those were like the Martha Stewart type of ones that, the famous people would go to. So he's doing these freak-offs, and for the longest time, people just saw opulence. They just saw, like, okay. And for Black folks, it was, this is how you do it, the same way white people were doing it, right, in the Hamptons. But we put a Black spin on it. That's not negative. That was high class and top notch. But P. Diddy was always proud to be a Black man from Harlem, right? So, these parties were insanely incredible. And you would listen to people saying they'd sign their deals there. And that'll be important in a minute. And they would sign deals there. You'd have people breaking in so they can get recognized. I think the group D26 did that. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that one. So it was just insane. Come to find out that this fool was like raping men and women, drugging them and just coercing them into this stuff, or getting you so high that you wake up and your booty is sore. And that disgusts me when it comes to people and I'll let you guys jump in here because I've been talking for, 10 minutes long. But it disgusts me that a lot of vanilla people, especially on TikTok, was associating that with swingers. People don't understand. We take pride in how well we protect our people, male and female. We take pride in how many rules and hoops you have to go to. How many parties, the vanilla people parties, regular vanilla people or middle class, upper middle class, where you're getting a background check ran on you, where you have to take blood tests and show certain results just to get in? This is our community, I have to hold myself back from being self-righteous and put vanilla people down. Because if you really look at the stats, man, we have way more sex, but we have the same amount of STI rates as vanilla people. Our marriages actually last longer. We report more happiness in our sex lives and regular life. And so it was like what they were doing was manipulation, was vanilla stuff. What they're doing was vanilla. If you want to do some crazy, freaky stuff, you can't have a conversation. It messes up the mood. You can't ask for permission. That totally takes the mood away, right? What you're going to do is have them drink so much or pressure them so much or lie so much that their decision-making process is gone. And I'm not saying that lifestyle people don't throw some wild-ass crazy parties and do all kinds of drugs. I'm not saying we don't. There's some that do. I don't. There's some that do. But what I'm saying is that in our community, we do the exact opposite of that. So the second part is the part that is lifestyle. We're going to talk about that. So one of the things that they would do besides the freak-offs after that or during other times, Puff Daddy's, P. Diddy's like main girl, Cassie, would hire an escort who was also a bull to come and do all kind of stuff. And Puff Daddy, and nobody said this, in our community, we'd probably call him a stag, but he would play both stag and cuckold roles. Nobody talked about that part. But talk to me. I got one question for you, and then talk to me about the escorting part. But my question is, and you answered it, off recording, but I want you to talk to our audience about it, is escorting, if there's money involved and everything that Cassie and them were doing, do you still call that lifestyle? What they were doing?
Yeah, it is, because for what the gentleman walked into when she opened the door and he goes in, and the situation was Diddy is sitting in his corner out of the way or whatever, he can't be seen, but obviously he's in some senses he's giving directions, I guess, as to what he wants to see, and his lady is complying. And of course the escort is doing his thing. Yeah, that is, that's part of what a hot wife encounter is. Then after, of course, it's over, he and Diddy and Cassie leave the room, and whatever transpired that the escort said, with the ejaculate, that's looks like a cuckold type of thing. So yeah, that is a part of our world. But what took place, let me say this, anything else that took place other than that was not a part of our world. If anything that happened to her physically, anything that happened at the other freak-offs, that has nothing to do with our world. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, the community I'm involved in, so it has been involved in, you know, places where it was legal or the legality was, you know, it's like swept under the rug or whatever. But what I'm, the community I'm involved in, there's no, the only money is getting there. Like, I don't get paid for this.
No, and it cost
us money.
Let me tell you. Yeah. Worth every penny. Yeah. But
yeah.
The travel,
yeah.
The parties, you know, it costs the host to put it on, so they charge for it, you know. So.
And the parties that we've thrown, I go overboard. I don't mind saying that. I like an extremely clean house. I like, you know, towels everywhere and decorations. And I'm not, and I wasn't, my first couple of parties, we didn't charge. The next ones we are going to just for the cost because it's, you know, a lot of people are starting to show up. So that's the biggest thing. It's like Unc has cleared it up. That is part of the lifestyle. That's true. But what we do as a bull, and 80% of the bulls that I know, they, the benefits, they'll pay to get there and they'll pay to eat breakfast and lunch, and then maybe the cuck will,
yeah,
or the stagger will pay for the hotel and for dinner or something like that, right? And there are,
yeah,
know, a lot of ones that get flown, that everything's, you know, everything's paid for, right? That's, yeah, fine.
And but,
go ahead.
No, go ahead, keep going. Now what I was gonna say, let me say this, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I believe that particular escort, I don't know if he worked for an escort agency.
He did.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Okay, then. Then in that case, when Diddy or Cassie, whoever reached out to that agency, they gave the person from the agency all of the info. Okay? So me, if that was me, I get called in after they've seen maybe pictures of me or whatever. I get called in and, of course, you know, the handler will tell me exactly what is going to take place or what they want to take place. Now, it's up to me to say, okay, you know, I'm good with this or I'm not good with this. Obviously, the money was good probably. And, you know, the individual said, yeah, I'll do it. Now, once he got there and then he saw that it was this celebrity, you know what I mean? Of course, he's like, oh, shit. But, though, he went on and did what he had to do. But like I said, other than the actual scene, the encounter itself, you know, everything else had nothing to do with doggone lifestyle. I mean, with no, none of it.
Yeah. I really encourage people. His name is Clayton Howard. I really encourage people to look into him. He interviews well. He's a professional. He was hired through the agency. He made smart decisions throughout, you know, and he is a pretty, again, I haven't listened to all of them, so, you know, maybe he says some crazy stuff I haven't heard yet, but so far he isn't, you know, he's not trying to make a point about himself, and he really communicates, even said, like, in the swinger lifestyle, what they're doing is not how it's done, you know? And he even started off with, she's 19 years old when he first started. That, you don't do that. Number one, the average of the swinger lifestyle is, I think, 38 and above. The average, number one. Number two, back then, nobody at 19 even knew anything about that shit, about any of that stuff. You know? It's like, most people didn't even know about the swinger lifestyle or the escorting, male or escorting thing in the 90s. And that's when they were doing it, early 2000s. That's when they were doing it. So it's like, I'm sorry, early 2000s, right? So it's like,
yeah,
you know, this is things, I you know, I just want to point out, not to make any side better, because again, I tell people, most people, you should not be in this lifestyle. It's not for everybody. It's not for most people. It really isn't. You know, we want as many people who want to come in this community, come one, come all, please. But most people, monogamy works great. They should be monogamous, stay monogamous. It's a great system for you. And most people know their jealousy is too much for it. They're not ready for that. It's great. But in this lifestyle, everything that we have that I stand for, the reason why we're doing this podcast, was violated. I mean, yeah, all the principles in this lifestyle, except for what Clayton Howard did, P. Diddy and Cassie and all those guys violated that shit. No permission, violence, coercion. You know, we have people that have done 1,000 times less, and they're on the verge of, they're being accused of major crimes, and they're at risk of going to jail.
Well,
who've done things way less than him.
So,
in our
for
community.
Example, let's talk about, there was a gentleman recently that went to a party, and another single guy saw him stealthing. He removed the condom without permission and continued to play. Guess what? That guy's not invited to no more parties for anybody that knows about him.
Like, and that happened one time.
And that
that's all it needed.
Yeah, that's well, yeah. And so that's just like how seriously we take the consent, you know, the levels of consent in right. the community that we run in.
Right, right. Are we better than anybody? No, we're human beings. You know, we're a cross-section of human beings, of race, color, whatever, you know? But it's like, it's no Diddy over here. We don't do any of that. Our parties, we have as much fun as they do without any of that drama. Where nobody's looking for a record deal. Nobody's trying to get made. Nobody cares how much money. There, I have found out later on that the person that I've gone to and seen in several hotel takeovers is a multimillionaire, or this other person here is high in this area of life, or high in this political area, or influential here. And I didn't even know it for 3 or 4 years, or not that long, 2 or 3 years, I didn't even know.
Yeah, because no one cares about
Because nobody that. Cares about money, prestige. We care about how we treat each other, you know? We care about how
and
we
And that's the main thing. That's the main thing, the respect level.
Keep
that's
the main
thing.
Keep the main thing the main thing.
That's it.
So it's like, I'm not trying to puff my chest out or anything, and I'm not trying to, I even tell some vanilla people, you should read The Ethical Slut, because there's so many good, valuable tools in there for people to exercise and communication and all that. But I will say, I am proud of this community. I am so proud of our community, because that shit would have never happened. Not one party where that would have made it. You know, we know people here locally that have been kicked out of their small little clubs because they do 1/10 of what they were doing at the freak-offs. And, you know, I don't know, 0.001 of what, you know, Diddy was doing to Cassie with violence and coercion. And these guys are kicked out of our community, you know? So I'm really proud of our community. You know, this is not going to be a long episode. It's just more of like, hey, what they were doing, you know? And I'm also going to say, everything we're saying on here is alleged. These are alleged crimes. These are alleged by 50 Cent. And yes, 50 Cent and Puffy's had a long beef. And yes, 50 Cent is the greatest petty dude I've ever seen in my life, the best, pettiest guy on the planet, and he does it well. And do as a black man, do I ask myself, well, are we playing into the fact that they seem to be taking down all of our leaders, all of our guys that represented success or opulence or, you know, being equal on all levels or whatever? I do feel that way on sometimes, but there's certain things that are just too, you know, it's too many people pointing at the same direction. And there's too many instances of me growing up as a child remembering I must have been 16, 17 when I first heard about this guy. And then from all the way now, so I've witnessed all of this. It's just too much, you know? And at the same time, it's like, but guess what? In our community, man, those who are thinking about this, one thing you can understand is if I've heard it once, I've heard it 100 times of women saying, I feel safer at a lifestyle club than I do a vanilla one. Because at a lifestyle club, if you get groped once and you tell a bartender, you tell a security, you tell anybody, that person is going to get kicked out and they probably will be banned from that one. And depending on who the people that know the network, you might be banned from some other stuff you didn't even know was associated, right? But now you go to
definitely get blackballed.
Yeah. But you go to a vanilla club, Don't even bother me with that. Of course you're being groped. They know it. It's gonna happen. So it's like, it's no Diddy over here, man. We do things the right way. And are there bad actors in this community? Yes, but they get dealt with. Are there, you know, bad people of every race, every sex, good women, men, couples? Yes, but no more and no less than any other kind of community. So I don't know if you guys have anything else. Siren, you haven't weighed in too much.
Well, because like you said in the, you know, previous, it's like the only stuff that I have to weigh in on is agreeing with you about the ethics and consent of our community. You know, I'm not familiar because like you said before, when you and Unk were out partying and doing these hip hop things, I was, you know, leading worship at youth group. So, you know, I can't relate to the previous part, you know, but I do agree with you on the ethics and everything else, you know, is just complete opposite from what we do in the lifestyle. You know, we go over our ethics and our standards all the time together, you know, whenever we go to a party and we try our best to educate people and help them to learn, you know, to respect and treat others accordingly. So, you know, and I've stopped people, been like, hey, where's your condom? And the lady said, oh, I said it was fine. You know, we got tests. We showed each other. I'm good with it. And I said, okay. And she said, but thank you. Thank you for saying something, you know. So we just try to be involved in the safety and ethics of, you know, our community and to look out for each other. So.
So true. Brother, I don't know what else to say. You've covered it. Okay. I just wanted to just, you know, dive in and just let the ones know what went on with the, you know, with the escort. But other than that, I really don't know what else to say right now. I mean, you broke it down. You know, the community that we live in, it is just what you said. It is about that respect. Here again, going back to my, you know, one of my sayings, you know, respect, protect, and love. That respect comes first and foremost. And whatever happened that, you know, these other freak offs and all that mess like that, that has nothing, I guarantee you, that has nothing to do with our world. None whatsoever.
Yeah, and we have way more sex and have way more fun than they do. Like, now that because you know what?
It cuts through the bullshit. Exactly. It's like, who wants to spend a bunch of time? Like, we spend time getting to know each other and stuff like that. But there's a lot of parties where we all know that that's why we're there. We know we're there to play, so we can easily approach someone, talk for a few minutes, and especially me as a woman, say, hey, would you like to go play? And then boom, it's on. You know, you're talking to go to these Diddy parties and stuff. They're drugging people up, waiting for that to go into effect, you know, or waiting for somebody to get drunk. Like, I like the efficiency of the lifestyle on top of everything else, because yeah. Efficiency makes me wet, yeah. So... I wouldn't go to no Diddy party because all that sounds like too much effort just to get to fuck.
Yeah.
You know, and besides all the ethical stuff.
If I really wanted to, I could have gone. Like if I wanted to, but it wasn't like, let me make these connections, 6 degrees of separation. And I call Lou that knows Sam that works at Capitol Records because, you know, I can tell you a million people in LA has that those connections. But I'm glad I didn't, because I'm like, our parties are just as fun, if not more, and we are fucking and everybody's having a great time. And and some of the parties, it's the opposite. The women are all over us. Not most, but some, you know, splash sometimes. You might get caught up in you decent looking guy at splash Saturday night. You're not worried about, you know, people, you know, if anything, the women are good, too pushy. And it's great. I love it. And they're exercising their freedom and their right to be sexual and to, you know, do that. And we love it. So we're going to close out with that, y'all. It's just something quick. Like they said, I'll let everybody get back to our holiday spirit. You know, thank you guys for listening. And like we keep saying, you know, we'd love to hear from you. We're on Telegram. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. You know, you can make comments on YouTube. You can email us at thebullbrotherhood@gmail.com. And yeah, so you can close it out.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we hope that you have enjoyed this brief podcast at the last minute. And as usual, coming from myself, the Sigma Male, and Siren and Socrates, we are wishing everyone the happiest of holidays. Be safe. Enjoy your families. And we will see you again in the new year. And as always, to my brothers of the brotherhood out there, I wish you guys good night. And to all of my hot wives, you know the dear ladies, good morning. Until we talk again, everybody have a wonderful night. And Merry Christmas to you. Bye-bye.